So, didn't catch the show on
Thursday.
No worries. Here's what you missed on the Jimmy and Nath show.
2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4.
Look, listen, podcasters, you're probably
all both of them.
Yeah. All that gear. Now, what I wanted to say is you're probably over saying this, but it's been a big day. It has. And you're probably going, well, bloody quit, Jimmy and Nath. But no, today has been a big day.
More than one thing can be true.
Yep.
And it's we love what we do, but also your boys are a little tired. We're punching the 7-day clock at the moment while we're travelling around the country. So,
which is good, and we love what we do every day.
I believe the technical term of what Nathan and I are also doing is called burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, because
I haven't been going to bed at a reasonable hour.
No, we haven't. And then also, I had a little Barney with my fiancée Meg yesterday.
Oh, a little Barney Rubble.
Oh, I love that. Little yabby dabby doo.
Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't. I normally say Lara Bingle.
Oh, no, Barney Rubble, because you're in trouble.
Yeah, I love that. Barney Rubble, because you're in trouble.
I thought I may have used it. I got that a lot when I was a kid. Country thing, maybe.
I love that.
We can bring it back.
Some Flintstones gear. We needed that. That's what I needed. Now, I had a bit of a Barney with her because I told her that we're, you know, burning the candle both ends. And then she sees me last night packing the golf clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, you can imagine how this conversation goes. Oh. She goes, well, you got the golf clubs. And I go, oh, just taking them to Brizzy. And she goes, part of the show? And you know I'm a very bad liar.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just go, yep. And she goes, no, you're not. And I go, nah, me and Jimmy are playing golf.
She goes, yeah, but we need our own
but
time.
But I said to her, I said, in my defense, that's how I relax.
Yeah.
Not all the time on the golf course.
Depends how you play.
If I play well, there's nothing better.
Play well, cold beer at the end, you are super relaxed.
Like what happened last week.
Last week, we both played very well.
But sometimes if we're playing shit house, God, we're pissed off. Yeah, and it's 10 times worse. And we go, why did we even bother?
Yeah.
Because you got to trudge the clubs through the airport.
So really risky tomorrow. We are
playing before work too.
Yeah, so.
Anyway. You know that still got picked up in my microphone?
No, it did. No one heard me burp.
Well, now people are going to go back. They can scrub back on this.
Oh, it's not like radio. Great term.
Scrub back. Have a moment. Scrub back. See?
Told you. Scrub forward again. Wait.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If we don't say anything, it's really hard for them to find us.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's the peekaboo of radio.
Peekaboo of radio.
Podcast. Peekaboo potties.
Find where
peek-a-boo
it is.
Peekaboo potties.
Find where it is.
Where do they start talking again?
Is it here? No.
So, Nath, what are...
Anyway, let's get...
All right. Okay, now we're back.
Yeah, what I was going to say was...
Peekaboo potties.
Did you find us? And you know what? The best bit about it is we're now going to finish because we're f***ing to go home.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
131060. Jump on the phones right now. You could score yourself a double to Hoyt's Lux to use on your next date if you give us your naughty nummies.
We love the naughty nummies.
That's right. You heard that right. I said naughty nummies.
Naughty nummies. Naughty nummies.
I've only got two, but they were great, weren't they?
Okay, they're great.
They were very good.
I love that.
This is sickening. I'm going to tell you something that's sickening, guys. A man is going viral on Facebook. I wish he wasn't. After showing off a box of McNuggets and four different dipping sauces. That's not the naughty bit. The naughty bit is the caption he added saying, "Do you guys peel your nuggets like I do?" And the post went viral because what he does is he removes all the batter off the nuggets, leaving a pile of meat and a pile of batter on one side and only eats the meat and he leaves the batter. Disgusting.
That is some of the most disgusting shit I've seen in my life. Why doesn't he get a grilled bit of chicken?
Oh, it's just, what about the homework? The homework that you got to do before you, the best thing about nuggets is they're ready, you throw them straight in your gob. That's why
you can do it while driving. This is the thing, because a burger you can't do while driving. No. If you're starving, you get nuggies.
There's a reason it's called fast food, right? It's not called, you know, slow food.
I don't know if this is true, but it just feels like something producer Brooke would do. It does. Just get confirmation. Yeah. Do you do this, Producer Brooke?
Yeah.
Producer Brooke's running in the studio now.
She's either running in to defend herself or running in to...
agree excitedly, thinking it's normal.
Mm. So I very much do this.
Oh,
see?
No!
We love the naughty eyes.
Brooke. Why?
Well, see, I take the skin off and I don't eat the skin. I just eat the chicken.
That's what this man does. Brooke. But why don't you like the crunch?
It's the two textures together don't seem right to me.
Brooke, I'm going to tell you something right now, okay? And don't take this to heart.
Sorry, can we just have a quick sidebar?
Yeah, a quick sidebar. Is Abby in this too? Abby, just quick sidebar. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know what Nathan was going to say there, Abs, but I'm just you're going to fire Brooke
on the spot.
On the spot. Abby, you're fine with that.
Just quickly, we all happy with
it. She's not stable enough to run a show.
You did say this is the most disgusting shit you've ever heard of.
It's gross. And this is our executive producer.
Yeah, she's.
We're just going to go. She can't hear any. So, hey, Brooke, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, get the hell out, mate. You're blowing. All right, let's do this.
She had a good run.
You had a good run.
I have to admit something, though.
What?
Oh, if you, Abby.
If you say
Abby
you do this.
Chatfield, if no, you do this.
I don't do this, but I do peel another food item before I eat it that most don't peel.
What?
And it's not as bad, okay?
Unless it's an egg or a banana.
Grapes.
You peel grapes. There's nothing to peel. It's just goo.
I peel grapes and then I suck on the noodle.
Jim, can we have a
quick sidebar?
Sorry, Abby, we're just kind of a sidebar. You can't hear this. Mate, she's got to go. She can't peel grapes.
Yeah, look, I mean, technically I think 7 or 9 is her show, but I think this is adequate grounds for being terminated.
Instant dismissal.
Yeah. This hurts because I've got to fire my girlfriend.
No, that's fine. You'll have to address that at home.
Yeah, look, and look, she's actually more fun in bed when she's a bit angry, so I'm happy to fire her now.
Okay, all right. Hey, Abby?
Abs?
Abby.
Yeah, boys, love you.
You're done, mate. Pack up your stuff. Get in the same Uber as Brooke, would you?
Jimmy can support us both financially. That's fine. I'm fine to be your stay-at-home wife, Jim.
Yeah. All right, I'll see you at home, babe.
Love you.
Get out. All right, 131060 Australia, jumble the phones right now. You've heard two perfect examples right there. It is sickening. It's either you or dob somebody else in. Naughty nummies. We want your naughty nummies. What do you eat weird? Or is there somebody you know who eats weird? You know, maybe it's a pizza with a knife and fork.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
And Australia, just asked the question, 131060, what's your naughty nummies?
Naughty nummies. Naughty nummies.
Yeah, what weird way do you eat food or somebody you know eats food? The best one is going to score themselves a double to Hoyts Lux. Of course, your next trip at the movies just got a lot comfier at Hoyts. Book your recliner seats now, hoyts.com.au. This is after what I'm about to tell you. Abby has described as the most disgusting piece of shit ever she's ever heard.
But then she said she peels grapes and sucks on them. So.
No, but that's normal.
It's not normal, mate. It is not normal.
I mean, you can say it, but it doesn't make it true. Yeah,
don't.
Yeah, the earth is flat. I said it. Doesn't make it true.
It is not normal. This bloke peels chicken nuggets before he eats them. So there's a pile of the skin. There's the pile of the chicken inside it. And all he does is eat the chicken. And then we found out that our late, great producer, Bruiser, who's no longer with the team, does the same thing.
I just had a feeling because producer Bruiser, we can't get her back in. Brooke's obviously been fired. But the reason I said she might do this is, I don't know if you knew this, Abby, when she worked on our show, she used to pick all the seeds off strawberries before she ate them.
Yeah, with a pin. You know, told me how she did it even. She even explained her manner and it doesn't seem good.
No. I caught her yesterday. She was eating sushi and pushing the cucumber out of it. Like fingering the sushi and pushing the cucumber out of it.
Why does she order things she doesn't like? Why doesn't she just eat something else? She's altering everything. She's doing like late stage GMOs. Why doesn't she just bloody well order something without cucumber?
All right, let's talk naughty nummies.
We love the naughty nummies.
Matt from Hobart. Hello, Matty.
Hello, how we doing?
Yeah, good, mate. What's your naughty nummy?
It's my nephew, actually. When we had him for a sleepover, we took him to Macca's and he started eating his cone from his ice cream first.
No.
But how?
And then,
whoa.
How did he do that?
Sort of held it up above his head and then like he's trying to eat an apple off a tree and then just started gnawing on it. No, I didn't suck it out, just ate it until the cone was gone and just sort of fell on the table.
What's that?
Didn't eat the ice cream.
Oh, well, he couldn't because it fell on the table. And then he looked at me like I needed to get him a new one.
See, I used to do the bottom of a cone and then suck out the ice cream.
Can I see that?
No, nah, because the Macca's ones are square, so he couldn't really do that. I don't, I'm not sure what happened.
Just whoever's left in our producing team, can we bring in a cornetto for Abby Chatfield?
Don't you guys do that with cornetto? Wait, hang on.
Whoa.
You're telling me you don't eat cornettos from the bottom up? Drumsticks?
No, mate.
Why would we do that?
Don't go.
Stop saying it's normal.
It is normal.
I would hate that.
You know why?
Why?
Because the best part of the ice cream is the ice cream. I'm not ending with that little bit of dark chocolate down the bottom. They've filled up to say, oh, what's the little chocolate ending?
Abby, please.
What you want to do is you start with the worst part, which is the bottom, and then you go through the top. Sorry, Abby? Guys. Sorry.
Yeah, bye, Abby. Yep. Okay, we're just going to... Abby, can I just ask you one question? Have you ever taken grapes and a cornetto to a movie before on a date? Don't do it.
Well, I don't know. If she's sucking on both of them, there might be a date
it's
going.
Not bad, is it?
I reckon I'll marry this woman.
Right. Katie from Canberra. Katie, we're talking naughty nummies.
We love the naughty nummies.
What's your naughty nummy, Katie?
Mars bars. I eat the chocolate on the outside and the caramel, but I will not touch the inside.
Yeah. How do you do that? Explain the technique.
So you bite off each corner, but you can't bite too deep into it, because then you get the middle of it. But you get that nice chocolate outing, and then you get the caramel, and you have to go on each side, and then you go top to bottom, and then the long side.
Katie, do you throw out
the rest, Katie?
Yeah, I don't eat it.
Have you thought about another chocolate option, Katie?
Caramello koala, perhaps.
Very
no,
good.
No, because there's too much caramel in the caramel koalas.
Couldn't you chew the perfect amount of caramel. No, but couldn't you chew around the outside and only take the amount of caramel that you wanted?
That'd be heaps more messier, though.
Katie, I can't believe I'm agreeing with Abby. But do that. Jared from Lane Cove. Hi, Jared.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, mate. Talking naughty nummies. Naughty nummies. Naughty nummies. What do you got for us, Jared?
Mate, it involves a pie. So you get the pie, whack the sauce on the top, and then I chew around the edge of the pastry at the top, flip the top over so the sauce gets into, like, the meat part, and then go from there.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a process.
And then I
often will eat the pastry, like, eat the top layer and just leave it an open pie.
Right, but you eat the entire thing or no?
No. So you flip it and then you take the top off, eat the top separately, and then you're left with an open pie with a bit of sauce in it, and then you eat that.
Yeah, but you still eat the whole thing.
Yeah, you eat the whole thing, but it's a two-step process.
To be honest, the most sense anyone's made on this show tonight.
The only thing I will ask, Jared, is you don't do that at the footy, do you?
Mate, I do it everywhere, 100% of the time.
Let me guess. What do you go to the footy by yourself, Jared?
Yeah, I don't have many friends.
All right, let's do one more. Brittany from Mannering Park. Naughty nummies, Britt.
Hello.
What do you do, Britt?
All right, so I chew the top off a hot chip and squeeze the potato out.
No.
Pond like toothpaste. No, you don't. Why? Yeah. Why?
Like I roll up the bottom.
I chop it to make sure I get all of it. Brittany, why do you do that?
I don't know. I don't really like the outside part, so I'll squeeze out what I can, and then you like rip it open, and then just push out the rest of the potato.
Get some mashed potato.
Yeah.
No.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
So, I get laser hair removal on my underarms, and I also get my bikini kind of Brazilian, but I leave a landing strip if you guys are wondering.
Oh.
Just because I feel like...
I knew what the answer was to that question.
Yeah, Jimmy knew. Nath, if you were wondering.
Hang on, sorry, I can't hear. Abby's here.
Yeah. I was there waiting for you guys today when he got off the plane to Britain.
We landed on Abby.
Landed on me.
Boeing 74 Chatfield. Yeah,
just so I have the option, you know, because one time, to be fair, I was completely bare and someone pulled out my undies who I usually sleep with and said, "That is a naked pussy." I said, "That doesn't make me feel good." So I changed. I was like, never again am I fully shaving. Mm. Anyway, so I get laser. And whenever I go in, I do get a lot of anxiety because I get just fearful about someone being so in my all four of my labia, inner and outer labia.
Three of them astray.
And the thing is, guys, just you wouldn't know, but when you go to these laser clinics, you go in and they say, you know, just give yourself a wipe and then put the glasses on and sit there. And this particular day, I was wearing a jumper and then like a little bra crop top and then shorts and obviously undies. But I had to get my undies and shorts off. And at the doctor, when you get a pap smear, you have like a modesty cloth over your hips, which is kind of redundant because they are going literally inside your cervix, but at least makes you feel more covered. So at these clinics, at the laser clinics, you just kind of have to get naked and sit there waiting for them to come in. So I wipe myself with the pH balanced wipe and I sit there. I've got my little glasses on ready to protect my retina from the laser. And I'm sitting there, legs kind of closed, and your legs are facing the door as they open. So like you are literally just like pussy out.
So just quick, are you fully nude except for those little sunglasses?
No, she's and jumper, a bra. And little bra. Like, no, jumpers off, babe, because I'm armpits.
Oh, because she's armpits too. Yeah.
So I'm in a little shitty bralette from Kmart, and I'm just nude in like fluorescent lighting, down lighting, sunglasses on, vulnerable as anything, ready for attack. Like if anyone came in then, I'd be dead, right?
So I don't know. You've got a good high kick. I've seen the high kick.
I know, but then, to be fair, yeah, then they'd see everything. Really, they'd internal.
Mate. That's how I knew about the landing.
They'd see what my gyno sees. So I'm sitting there. I'm feeling very vulnerable. It's a bit cold. Nipples are erect. Mm. The girl walks in. She's very lovely. She has my armpits, you know. She's very nice. Is it hurting? No, all good. Then you have to kind of put your feet together. And you have to do like a butterfly out, which is the same position for a pap smear. It kind of opens everything out nice and loosey-goosey.
Okay.
And she's pulling my left outer labia to get inside and in between the outer and inner labia, you know, talking, oh, yeah, how long have you been doing laser for? Oh, a few months. And then she pulls the other one. She goes, this is so random, as she's about to buzz my pubic hair off next to my inner labia. She goes, were you on The Bachelor? And I go, yeah. Oh, amazing. What are you doing with yourself now? I go, oh, I've got a radio show and I host this show called F. Oh, what's it about? Like just buzzing the hair off as it's burning. I'm going, oh, it's just F-Boy Island and it's just, you know, we F-Boys. And she goes, oh, amazing. And then she leaves. And it's like, this is why I have fear to go places, because I'm fine with my hairdresser knowing I'm fine, you know, but when someone is looking at my Reuben sandwich, I do feel that maybe it's a bit intense. And I don't mean that I'm the owner of a deli. You know what I mean?
On Uber Eats, you can get almost anything.
Almost anything, except for Abby's Reuben, naked Reuben.
Abby, look,
a little strip of Brussels sprout across the top.
I watched your season of The Bachelor, right? Now, I don't remember any scenes where, you know, where that was probably a main identifier of you, unless there was a Bachelor uncut. Like, how did she look down there and go, oh, that's right, Abby Chatfield, Bachelor.
I have no idea. Maybe Jimmy's been posting on some forums or something. I don't know. I'm like, I'm not sure what was going on. But it's been my fear since, like, every time I get anything done to do with my poussoir, I just get the fear. So that happened to me and it was awful. And I'm wondering, like, I don't know if I should call them before I go in and go, can no one mention who I am, please, as you are lasering my vulva? That would be wonderful.
Or have the conversation in reception. You know what I mean?
Just, yeah, maybe don't. You have been peeling apart my inner labia.
All right, how about we go with this? 13 10 60, casual question, awkward situation. Right?
Yeah, pretty accurate description. Yeah.
13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. Casual question, awkward situation. Was it like a precarious position you were in and somebody just asked, oh, did you used to live next to me? Or something like that. You know? 13 10 60, jump on the phones right now. Casual question, awkward situation.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
13 10 60, abs. Casual question, awkward situation. Casual question, awkward situation.
Yeah, so I was getting my laser hair removal done over the weekend and, oh, sorry, the weekend, aka yesterday, weekday.
Well, say, it's almost time to do it again.
We also don't work. So every day's a weekend for Jimmy Nathan Abbey.
Yeah, we all have so much spare time.
Well, yeah, jobs, they're not jobs, Abs. This
no,
is
they're
fun.
Not real jobs at all.
This
yeah,
is fun.
Ha, 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 ha. We didn't do any actual work at all. Over the weekend, I was doing my tours. I forgot that. So yesterday, I was getting my laser hair removal. And I get my underarms done and also my pussoir area, leave a landing strip, just if anyone was wondering. Mm. And while the, what would we call her? The
zapper? The technician?
Technician, maybe you have a zapper, I think.
The paddle operator?
Yeah. While the technician was pulling apart my labia to just get rid of those pesky hairs inside there, she did ask, were you on The Bachelor?
What did you say? What did you like? What was your initial reaction?
I said, yeah. Oh yeah, I was. Yeah. And then she goes, oh yeah. Then what are you doing now with yourself? Yeah, fair bit. Have you seen any billboard? Have you driven anywhere in Sydney?
It's an odd thing though that she would have seen you on The Bachelor and then nothing else because your fame has only gotten bigger. And bigger, and people have continued to be a fan. Well, sorry, have become a fan of yours. So to really get on at the entry point and then go, then especially in that space, just go, nope, done it.
It's also like people, whenever it happens a fair bit, like at doctor's receptions or, you know, different receptions or people, you know, that are like nail people, and they'll go, oh, I wasn't going to say anything because I knew it would make you uncomfortable, but are you? And they ask anyway, and I go,
it's even worse.
And I go, yeah, I'm very uncomfortable right now. Now I have to entertain you, but it's all good.
So it's all good in the hood. It's all good in the hood. The landing strip is still there. We're fine. Lynette Absolutely. From Townsville. Hi, Lynette.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Casual question, awkward situation. What happened?
So going into the hospital to have a baby, I'm wheeled into the operating theatre, completely naked under my gown, getting all my needles about ready to lay down to have a C-section. And one of the doctors is in there, all the surgeons is going, I know you. Where do I know you from? Your face is so familiar. Where do you work? And I said, I work here. And she goes, that's where I know you from. I see you every week. And then I get laid down. Everything's out on show. Oh. She's up in my grill. I'm like, oh, my God. And I still have to see her every week since.
Did you know? So you knew this doctor, Lynette?
No, I didn't. Not until that moment when I work in a large supermarket, so I see hundreds of people. Ah. So she's just a fish in the crowd. But she knew me, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh. You're the lady I buy my oranges from.
Nicole from Wyong. Hi, Nick.
How are you?
Good. Casual question, awkward situation.
So I issue fines and there was this one person I was issuing a fine to and next minute they're like, hey, don't I know you? Weren't you my neighbour? And I very well knew that that was my neighbour. I like glanced at the address just to confirm and definitely was. And I had to pretend like, no, I think you've got the wrong person.
Oh.
And they were very convinced that it was me. And here I am going, oh, no, definitely not.
So were they trying to get out of the fine by saying that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did they ever bring it up with you when you ran like into them at home as your neighbour?
Well, this they were old neighbours.
Oh, okay, sorry.
But thankfully, I don't see them now. But they knew they were getting a fine straight away. They had no thing. So they handed their license and they're like, hey, don't I know you? And I'm like, oh, no.
License. So you're a police
Are you?
Officer.
Is this officer, Nicole, is it?
I'm a officer, yes, but not police.
Yeah, well, Nicole, I think you might be my neighbour. So if I'm... Emma from Bendigo. Hi, Em.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Casual question. Awkward situation. What happened?
So I needed an internal ultrasound and I was already nervous enough. So I went in there and they said, put the little cloth over you. You know, same thing as what Abby said, spread your legs so you do it. And whilst he had the machine inside me, he kind of just said, oh, you know, like, what do you do for work? And I was like, oh, I'm just a house painter, like painter and decorator. And he paused and he looked up at me and he goes, oh, did you paint my house?
Oh, what, while he's got the machine going inside.
While he's in your house.
Yep, he's inside.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Nath, Abs, former Love Island contestant. Do we know Jordan Dowsett? Is that a person we're familiar with? Do we like this person?
I
no,
guess,
ignore?
Yep.
Can we ignore?
I don't know, I've never watched it. I've never watched
Love Island. We don't actually, wait, Love Island Australia or UK?
I'm going to say Australia because I think he's a FIFO worker.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, who cares?
We even could have probably left that out of the story.
Good off.
Yeah.
But it was in front of me and I read what it was in front of me.
That's true. Like in front of me now it says Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield and Jimmy Nath. So I'm just going to say that.
Anyway, so this bloke, he's a FIFO worker. He's gone viral after he shared a glimpse into his day, which involved all the food that he gets.
Great.
So apparently the old FIFO worker, and I do have some mates that are, look, not all of them, but a fair share get fed well because they're over there for a long period of time.
Of course. Not all FIFO workers, #. Like, not all men. Do you get it, guys? Yeah. Or are we not, amongst the feminists? Yeah, it wasn't funny.
No, it's not funny. But that
it was
serious.
It was. You can't make fun of that. That's serious.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, Abby.
But I can, though.
There you go.
No, you can. We can't.
You can't.
Yeah,
we
sorry.
Can't. Yeah,
which means so we can't explain laugh. It to you. So we can't make fun of it.
Thank you for explaining to me what we can talk about on there.
No, we're
going to
do a refresher on comedy after this.
No, mate, you know what? We don't get to do it enough because when something really funny happens, we go to music, we go to As We Get Away. Round of applause to the chat field.
Yeah, what up, mate?
That made me, and it's sad because we're in Brisbane, but it made me piss my pants just before.
Which
that was
one?
Very funny. Whatever you said before.
You said a funny thing before, and then we went to Tiesto. So.
Oh, yeah, the machine.
The thank you, guys.
He was
let's
in your house, and you were in
the podcast if you want to hear it.
Sorry. Get the podcast.
I just realised there's a reason we don't go back and talk about those.
Never again.
Never again. Look, we're all learning. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm done with this story. 13 10 60. Work perks.
Yeah, great.
What do you get for free from work?
Even if it's discounts or anything, you know, some little something something.
See, I'm actually anti this. I think it's late stage capitalism gone too far.
Okay.
Because there are certain like tech companies, like those like Google and really huge tech companies that give their employees all these benefits, like free breakfast, lunch, dinner from like a little cafe that's in the office building. Mm. And all it is a ploy to make you feel like we're one big family and you can get all your free meals here so that you stay for like 12 hours a day.
That's fair. What about
I guess
people?
Literally their ploy.
We stay here for 12 hours and we don't get any
I mean, I sometimes buy you a slider, Nate.
No, you do. You do. And thank you, Abby. My work perk is Abby Chatfield.
That's funny. There you go.
Because my work perk is also Abby Chatfield. For very different reasons.
One of you a sandwich, one of you a burger.
Yeah.
Reuben. All right, Abs, what about office workers who steal pens and like staples and stuff? Are we okay with that?
Love
that.
Sexy, amazing.
Yeah.
Like the little stuff you can get away with. You know what I mean? Like, your boss isn't going to know if you take them if you borrow.
So my old man, he reckons he doesn't do this, but there's people that he works with that nick the dishwashing detergent and washing powder, which I'm like, power to them. They'll come in with a little Ziploc bag and they'll put their hand in the box and just take heaps home and just, you know, keep topping it up weekly. Good on them,
that's
guys.
That's not... I don't reckon that's power to them. That's a bit off centre.
Oh, sorry, mate. Like capitalism.
To be fair, cost of living crisis. Sorry, you're right.
So give us a call, Australia, 13 10 60, work perks. What do you get for free from work? Or if you want to remain anonymous, what are you pinching from work?
Yeah, I love that.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Work perks, 13 10 60. What did you get free from work or what did you steal?
To be fair, we've had ads in a song.
Oh, it's been... There's a lot happening behind the scenes.
My God, I'm so sorry. Nath, did you say Thursday morning or am I actually losing my mind?
I might have said Thursday morning, but that was mainly for...
Manifestation.
Hey, you're on today, mate. You keep doing
thank
that
you.
For all the breakfast shows out there. Which one?
We're coming
you
for,
decide.
We're coming for you.
We don't care which one. We'll just take one.
We'll do Perth.
You can't say
that. Sorry, I'm joking. We love. Nice.
And also Kimber and the crew. We love
Pete
those guys.
Corelli.
Yes.
Nah. Chef kiss.
We could be part of the crew, though.
Yeah, that's true. No. The show, I don't think the show is called Kimber and the Crew. I think it's Pete, Matt and Kimber, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Abby thought it was Kimber and the crew.
Zach thought like Benny and the Jets.
This show is now called Benny and the Jets.
Work perks. What do you get free from work?
Work perks. Lainey from Albury. Hi, Lainey.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Work perks. What do you got for us?
I work at a baby store and we get things at cost plus 15% because I do make a profit. But depending on the items, we can actually get quite a good discount on things.
That's pretty good. That's pretty cost good. Plus 15%.
Pardon?
Yeah, good one.
It was my fault.
No, that's nothing to do with you, Lainey. That was,
Jimmy. That was
Jimmy just
era.
Repeating exactly what you said.
That's a pretty great question, Jim.
What?
I was wondering the same thing. Mate, was it exactly what she said?
Just
I don't
quickly,
know.
You're going to be stuck on nights with that Carnegie.
Nathan, I'll be off on a Thursday morning.
I'll go work for Curious Smallsy.
Jackie from Chatswood. Jackie, work perks. What do you got for us?
What have I got? I'm a cosmetic nurse. So I get Botox for free.
Oh, I love that. Oh. Free Bowie. How good.
Now, is that dangerous because you just keep going and you don't know when to stop?
That's right. My face is so frozen, Abby. Nobody knows, like, what I'm trying to express at the moment.
Ooh, that's a mysterious girly vibe. It's like, ooh, what's she thinking?
I want that. Is she angry?
Is she alive? No! guys, I'm back.
Hey, the
I'm
guys back. Are bloody on, aren't we? Anytime one of us is on, I'm going to play that from now on. Just so we know. What am I doing? Oh, Naomi from Mackay. Hi, Naomi. Welcome to the show. Naomi. Naomi?
Oh,
nah, gone. No worries. Emma from Sydney. Hi, Em.
Hi there. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. We're talking work perks. What do you got?
Yes, I work in a pet shop.
Yeah,
and
free dogs.
Oh, yeah, free dogs, free cats, and occasionally free food, free flea treatment, and toys.
Wow. So, I mean,
what's your favourite flavour, babe?
Oh, look, all of them.
Nate Show Podcast. Guys, jump on the phones right now. 131060. I need you to jump on the phones right now. 131060. If you can flash your lights for us. So you're driving and you can flash your lights for us. If you're willing to do that for us, 131060, jump on the phones right now. We've also got our $100 Step 1 underwear vouchers if you jump on the phones. We need you to flash your lights. 131060 if you're willing to do it. The reason I bring it up, guys, is because drivers in Victoria, how about this? They could soon be forced to keep their headlights on during the day. So not just night stuff with the headlights, guys. During the day as well.
I'm a big headlights driver. I grew up in the country and...
Aren't we all?
No, nah, I mean, like...
It's good to know that you practice the light.
Yeah, I obey the law, yeah.
No, I grew up in the country, so we, like, when I was learning to drive my L's, like, we'd drive on long stretches, you know, single road both ways, and I remember my old man was like, you drive with your headlights on, because even in broad daylight, if you can see someone from far away, especially with... It's just a safety thing.
No, 100%.
But, like, I'm talking, like... I mean, middle of the day, bright sun, still lights on.
I never got that because I didn't have a dad or a car. But I can imagine that would have been good to know.
But I really should have flagged that before the show, Abby, that I'd do a story involving dads and cars.
And cars together.
The buses Abby was on, I'm sure that they had their lights on, Abby,
absolutely.
Don't you reckon?
It always
I'm well around the lights too. I might just got them changed.
Mm-hmm. Just sidebar if I can.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry, Abby,
we'll be back with you in a second.
Just remembering, Nath, Abby didn't have a dad or I forgot the name.
No,
idiot,
no, that's fine.
And I may have ruined my chances, but you still have Shorty.
No, so that's fine. Let's
bring it back.
That's
no dads, no lights.
No, I can talk about when she used to catch the bus, though. That's fine.
I'm saying you're about to tell a story.
No, of course. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, sorry, Abby, we're back. Thirteen ten sixty. Jump on the phone right now.
Smart. Don't tell a story. Go to the phone.
Tell the story. So what I want to do here, guys. Look, we're all a fan of headlights, right? We love them.
We love a flash.
We love a flash. We love a flash. And look, Abby, I don't even know for you. Were we all together when I did this last time? Or was this the first time you were hearing this, Abby? No, okay. A few...
Sorry, mate, it wasn't... You asked me today. Abs, Nate asked me today. He goes, did I do Wednesday night flashes or Thursday night flashes?
Yeah.
That was the entry point. We weren't having a conversation. He just walks over to me and goes, don't Wednesday night. And I'm like, mate, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Because sometimes I'll just...
What kind?
I'll just say just things out loud.
And I go... Is this a show thing?
Whoa, Abby's done a Wednesday, Thursday night flash.
And I go, yeah, it's a show thing. And he goes, yeah, remember we got everyone to flash their lights? I was like, it's not a peak career highlight.
Well, I thought it was, which is why I'm bringing it back again. Because, guys, I want to do a little thing called Thursday Night Flashes.
People of Australia, welcome to our second ever road concert. This is Thursday Night Flashes.
That's right. I called it a road concert. I knew there was a reason I did it. So what I wanted to do, Abby, remember when you go to like a Taylor Swift concert or a Coldplay concert, which was just on in WA recently, mm-hmm. and they often get people to turn their phone lights on and you look around the stadium and it looks beautiful. How good is that?
Yeah, it's beautiful,
Did you do any of that at the Trauma Dump tour? Got people to turn their phone lights on or anything like that?
Nah, people are either laughing or crying, so no time for phones.
Fair. Next year, when you fill a stadium, I reckon that's what you do.
Yeah, good one.
So what I wanted to do is do the same thing to the roads of Australia and make it like a concert. Sparkles and lights and stuff everywhere. We did this on a Wednesday last time, hence it was called...
Oh, how can I forget?
No, of course. Well, it was called Wednesday Night Flashes.
So Jim texted me after, he's like, this is the best segment. This is the best thing ever.
Abby, you wait till we all do a show together and Nath brings back Wednesday Night Flashes, but he does it on a Thursday. Thursday. So very soon, Australia, what I'm going to get you to do is I'm going to get everybody together in synchronicity to flash their car lights, right? On the road right now to flash your lights. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go 131060, did you see it? But first of all, let's talk to some people who want to be a part of this special moment, a part of Thursday Night Flashes. Maddie from Newcastle, welcome to the show. We got you there, Mads.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Maddie, where are you at the moment?
I'm just in my driveway, but I've, like, reversed the other way around so everyone can see my light.
Okay, that's good commitment. That is good commitment. Maddie?
Parked inside the garage with the door down.
What kind of car have you got, Mads?
A Hyundai
i30. Hyundai i30. Oh, some great lights on the Hyundai. All right, you stay there for us, Mads. Mark from Wodonga. Hello, Marky.
How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. Are you in your car right now? Are you ready to be a part of Thursday Night Flashes?
Mate, never been more keen for anything in my life.
And where are you right now, Mark? Paint a picture for us.
Driving down to pick up dinner.
Okay, good.
And what kind of car you got?
Oh, I mean, a soccer mum car.
A soccer mum car. Nothing wrong with a soccer mum?
That's fine, mate. They're the best kind of cars.
Mate, kids wouldn't be able to get to places without their mums. We love our mums.
Taylor from Blacktown. Hi, Tay.
Hello.
Taylor, are you happy to be a part of Thursday Night Flashes? This is the on-air, the on-road concert. You happy to be part of it?
Yep, of course.
Where are you right now, Tay?
We're driving in Seven Hills.
Driving in Seven Hills.
What kind of car you got, yep. Tay?
I've got a XR6 Turbo.
Oh! What does that mean?
It's a type of Ford.
It's a nice, yeah.
A big, sexy engine, Abby.
Oh,
vroom, vroom.
V6 with the turbo apps.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, of course.
Jeez, get me hot under the collar with that chat. Okay, all right, guys. It is time for some Thursday Night Flashes. So on the count of three, when I say 3, 2, 1, everyone in Australia right now, I need you to participate in this. To flash your lights. I'll tell you when.
Just because you're not on the show. It doesn't matter.
I mean, we do have Maddie, we have Mark, we have Taylor, just to prove that there are people out there doing it. But if you're in the car right now, as soon as I say 3, 2, 1, I need you to start flashing your lights. And we're going to do some Thursday Night Flashes. So I'll just check in with our people on the phone. Maddie from Newcastle, are you ready to go on this?
Yeah, ready.
Okay, Mark. Marky from Wodonga. Marky, you ready to do this and flash your lights?
I most certainly am. I feel sorry for the people in front of me.
No, that's fine, mate. It's a concert.
You're in the car, right?
Taylor from Blacktown, are you ready to flash your lights?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Australia, in 3, 2, 1, flash! I hope they flashed.
Yeah, well,
wow.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not a loud thing, is it?
No, it's not loud. You can't really hear it. I mean, keep flashing, Australia. I mean, Maddie, did you flash for me then?
Yeah, I'm flashing.
Okay, that's good. Mark from Wodonga, are you flashing?
Oh, I most certainly am.
That's my guy, Taylor. Taylor, are you flashing? That's good. Okay, that's good. Guys, this is Thursday Night Flashes, and well done to everybody. So now is the second part of this, Abby. This is how this works now. Now, Australia, jump on the phones right now, 131060. Did you see somebody flashing their lights? That's how this works now. So we ask the country to flash their lights. The next part of this is Australia. You jump on the phones right now, 131060. Did you see somebody flashing their lights as a part of Thursday Night Flashes?
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
People of Australia, welcome to our second ever road concert. This is Thursday Night Flashes.
Yeah, we did this a few weeks ago, but on a Wednesday, and funnily enough, then it was called Wednesday Night Flashes. How it works is we just asked the good people of Australia to flash their lights for us. I wanted to create a little bit of like a Taylor Swift, like a Coldplay concert on the roads of Australia, because Coldplay played in Perth a few days ago, and the rest of the country missed out. So I thought maybe we'd do something special tonight and create a bit of a concert on our roads with some flashing lights, like you would see at a big concert.
So thoughtful.
Thank you, mate.
Did you say Coldplay?
Coldplay, yeah.
People are still going to them.
Yeah, mate, sold out the state, sold out the bird's
Come
nest.
Come on.
Are you a Coldplay fan, Abs?
I mean, no, but you know, like, people still going.
People are. People
no, you are. Can't Someone's say that, going. But no, I agree with what you said. Yeah. I just didn't want to say it myself.
So what we did was we just did it before. We did a little bit of it on on-road concert. We got people to flash their lights. And now it is up to us, Jimmy, Nathan, able to see if Thursday Night Flashes was a success. We need four from four. We need four from four people who on our roads of Australia saw people flashing their lights, okay? And then we can deem Thursday Night Flashes a success. Ashley from Townsville. Hello, Ash.
Hi.
Now, Ash, you are our first cab off the rank, the northern part of Australia. Are you driving at the moment or have you been driving?
Oh, well, I'm in the car with my sister and she's driving.
Right, okay. And, Ashley, did you see someone flashing their lights in the last 5 minutes?
Yes, I did.
Yes!
Wow.
That's good. Ash, was it just one person? Was it multiple people?
Yeah, it was me and my sister.
Oh, so the car.
So, so you were flashing
themselves.
Your lights.
Oh, so you're flashing yourself, Ash.
No.
Okay, no, you're seems confused. A little, okay,
I think she thought. Oh, no. I think she's saying more than one person witnessed the flash, and it was her and her sister.
Oh, okay. So we're deeming that one a success, then, everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I don't reckon ask any more questions. I reckon we just say yes. So, and move on.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Rachel, did you see somebody flashing their lights?
I did, yes.
Great. Thank you, Rachel. Ellie from Toowoomba. Ellie, did you see somebody flashing their lights?
Yes, I did.
Great. Wow. Thank you. Very good. Tree. Hey, guys, we need one bloody one more. Here we go. Oh, Linda from Wagga. Did you or did you not see somebody flashing their lights?
Yes, I did.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Jim Abs, how about these hundreds of goats? Hundreds of goats have been hired to, I love this, fight fires in California, over in the States. So the goats have been hired, get this, to dress up in driver. No, the goats have, the goats have been hired to help clear vegetation across California to help with the wildfires. Apparently they're chosen because they eat a variety of vegetation, and the more they eat, the less that can burn during fire season. Just all these goats in there. Yeah, you know what? Massive round of applause. Massive round of applause to all the goats.
Yeah, goats. I would love to just retire and sit on a farm with some goats and some corn. Wouldn't it be just so nice?
I was wondering where you were going with this. I thought, I would love to retire and just go eat vegetation in California.
Yes. I'd also enjoy that if they're hiring.
Sorry, why goats and corn?
They just seem low maintenance. They seem, I don't know, corn. See, corn's nummies. I don't know. It isn't that big of a deal, dude. I just think it would be a nice life.
Just as someone who grew up on farms, I'm just trying to place myself there to go walk out and go.
Yeah, you and Abby be married.
To my left, corn to my right.
Because you could like romantically run through the cornfields, or they have a kiss in the cornfields, I think, or the sugar cane.
With the goat?
Like, what are you? You and me?
I don't know.
Are you by yourself?
My financial planner asked my goal is by 35, and I said that, so I'm locked in.
Oh, no.
Well, I've only got a year and a bit.
Guys, what I wanted to do, from the team, obviously this is a story about goats, right?
Have you got a little open? And you
I've got something, mate, because not only was the Jimmy, Nathan, Abby team the team that brought you pussy or person, we were also the pussy or person. We were also the team that brought you bear or buddy. Well, we've got a new game that we're bringing to the country.
From the show that brought you pussy or person, cock. or co-worker, and bear or buddy, we now present Go Talk and Can You Guess? Give us a call and have a little guess.
Yeah, Go Dog Gang, wow. Guys. I also forgot about Cock or Co-Worker.
When you were explaining them, I was like, I hope Kai doesn't have these in the open. Because you went from the team that brought you this and this. This. From the team that brought you this.
But we were pleasantly surprised because I forgot about Cock or Co-Worker. How this works, 13, 10, 60 straight. You jump on the phones right now. It's a very simple game. I think only out of the four editions we've played of this game, only one person has ever got it wrong. And that was the person who came in very confident for Bear or Buddy. And
name was Tom.
Tom, and poor old Tom got it wrong. So how this is going to work is you jump on the phones right now, 13, 10, 60, and all you've got to do is guess whether it is a member of the Jimmy Nathan Abbey gang making a goat noise or if it's one of Audio Bones' pre-prepared goat noises like this. You get it right, then you win. And we got prizes to give away. We got more of these $100 Step 1 underwear vouchers. The game is Goat or Gang. Now, as we know, the Jimmy Nathan Abbey gang is actually in the studio right now. Producer Bruiser, we got the whole team there behind you.
Yes, we do.
Okay, now what we like to do, guys, is figure out who the member of the Jimmy Nathan Abbey team is going to be the one making the animal noise. Of course, it is the best goat noise.
Or the member of the Jimmy Nathan gang.
Of course, for the purposes of this, it's the member of the Jimmy Nathan gang. So, Producer Bruiser, would you like to go first as the person who won the bear last time we did this? Can you give us your best goat impression? Go ahead.
Oh, here we go.
Awful.
Yeah, look, you're good at Bear.
You really broke.
You did the same face as Bear. I think that's why I got confused.
Yeah, step away from it. Audio Bones. Now, this is good. This could be a potential.
Audio Bones IRL.
Yeah, well,
I know.
Thursday.
You've done some great openers tonight, mate, by the way.
Yeah, amazing. You're on today. Audio Thank Bones. He's and we love a Thursday Bones because it's an in-person Thursday Bones. We love him.
But then Nathan always had to go to Brisbane.
Yeah, you left me. I'm so sad.
Sorry, Bones.
All right.
And you took Kate with you.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I think that's helped the team.
Yeah, she's out there doing stuff. All right, Audio Bones, when you're ready, give us your goat impression. 3, 2, 1. Abby, not convinced.
I'm glad I came in.
Okay, Producer Jared is also there. Producer Jared, chuck those headphones on, mate. Let's hear your goat. It could be you. Have a go at it. Definitely not.
Awful.
Guys, we may not get to play the game. Digital Kira, please come to the rescue here. Digital Kira, give us your goat noise in 3, 2, 1.
Not bad.
Okay, just quick sidebar. The Jimmy Nathan Abbey direct team.
Yeah.
It's got to be Kira, in my opinion.
I thought John and I got to go.
Yeah, don't we all get to go?
Oh, yeah, if you guys want to go. Okay,
well,
sorry.
I've been practicing. I haven't been listening to a word you guys have been saying. I've been turning my mic off and practicing.
Do you not know that Abby just hit a dream zone, a goat
slash
corn
farm? Yeah,
that's
true. You should be quite good at this. Yeah. All right, Kira, Digital Kira definitely in the lead. But Abby, when you're ready, give me your goat. 3, 2, 1. Every single time.
Wait,
it was the bear. Every single time. Every single time you had to go at the cock, you had to go at the pussy, you had to go at all, and you couldn't do it. No.
Wait, I was, Kira, you heard me off mic before it was better.
You're out. Somebody kill that goat. All right, Jim, it's over to you.
You don't have it.
All right, Jim.
Kira's really good, to be honest.
Kira's very good. So
she's made me a little nervous.
I'm not going to have a go because I'm the host of the game.
She usually makes me nervous.
So, all right, so it's between, Jimmy, you're the only one who can take away from Digital Kira. All right, in 3, 2, 1, your goat impression. Oh, that's really good. Kira, can I hear yours again?
I think Jim's is better.
Jim, you've got it. Well done, mate. Well done. Okay. All right.
Sorry,
okay.
Kira.
Sorry, Kira.
Yeah. All right, 13, 10, 60. No. Abby, stop. The game is goat or gang. All you've got to do is guess whether or not that is Jimmy doing the goat noise or if it is one of the pre-prepared Audio Bones goat noises.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast. From the show that brought you pussy or person cock. or co-worker, and bear or buddy, we now present Go Talk M. Can you guess? Give us a call and have a little guess.
Yeah, there's been quite a few different installments of this game. You would have heard it there. There's been bear or buddy. There's been pussy or person. There's been cock or co-worker. And now there is goat or gang. Essentially, Australia, it's very simple. I'm going to play either a pre-organised, pre-recorded goat noise by Audio Bones, or is going to be Jimmy, a member of the Jimmy Nathan Abbey gang, doing a goat noise.
Yeah, look, if you did miss it earlier, Australia, we found out that Abby's retirement plan for 35, must be nice, is to go live on a goat slash corn farm.
Yeah.
And I've taken some time to think about my own retirement plan.
Yeah.
And I've decided I will go be a goat on Abby's goat and corn farm.
Oh, my God. Nath, would you like to be some corn?
I do some really good corn. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Corn star? Wow.
That was obviously, corn doesn't make noise, so I was just stiff like a corn.
Yeah, covered in butter.
Yeah, I was covered in. Yeah, put some butter on it.
Delicious.
Look, Hoppy. Wow. You want to see it again? Watch this.
Yep.
Huh? Huh? Pretty good corn. Mate.
That's crazy.
Your corn's better than my goat.
We're all retiring together. We should be really
Can't
nice.
Wait. We have a little compound.
None of us can go in the house. Oh, no, Abby can, but the goat and the corn cannot enter the house. All right, contestant number one from Mackay. Naomi, welcome to the show. We got you there.
Hi.
Okay, Naomi, are you ready to play goat or gang?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Goat or gang in 3, 2, 1.
Gang.
Oh no! This might be harder than we thought.
Wow.
Sorry, Naomi. That's the only
that was a real goat.
Yeah, that was only the second time we've had somebody not get. I mean,
don't
I don't want to rub it in.
She missed the other game. Sorry, she probably didn't know about it.
That's fine. We should have done corn or co-worker. Tristan from Griffith. Hello, Tristan.
How are you?
Good, mate. I'm a bit nervous because apparently this might be one of the hardest installments we've ever played of this game. Do you spend much time around goats?
I did when I was younger, when I was living on the farm, working with my dad.
Okay, that's good. Some experience. Okay, well, Tristan, here we go. The next thing you'll hear will either be Jimmy doing a goat noise or it will be an actual goat. Are you ready to play?
Sure am.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Goat or gang, Tristan?
I would have to say that's a gang.
Yes! Good boy, Tristan!
Good one, good one.
Experience on the farm, we love that. Okay, zero. We've had one from two, which is good.
That's good.
Hannah from the Riverina. Hi, Han.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the Goat or Gang Arena. Do you know much about goats?
No. Nothing at all.
Yeah,
although, right. I wouldn't mind a fainting goat of my own.
A what?
A fainting goat.
What's a fainting goat?
You need to look into that.
Well, you could tell me. Okay, no.
Mate, doesn't have time. Wants to play goat or gangster.
To be fair, yeah, I mean, she wasn't on here for a lesson. That's my fault. I will look into it, Hannah. All right, okay, the game is goat or gang. You just got to let me know whether or not this is Jimmy doing the goat noise or if it's a pre-organized one, okay? You ready?
All right, ready.
In 3, 2, 1. Goat or gang?
I'm going gang.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah. Well done, Hannah. Good stuff. Okay, that's good. All right, we got one contestant left. Don't give anything away. Always had a sound effect. Who knows?
Who knows?
Abby.
Oh, Abby's here.
All right, you know what? There's now a third option. Goat, gang, or Abby. Eric from Liverpool, welcome. You're the final contestant for Goat or Gang. How are you feeling?
Pretty bad.
Oh, pretty bad. That's good. I'm going to lock in Eric. Okay, all right. The next thing you will hear will either be a pre-recorded goat or it'll be Jimmy. Are you ready to play, Eric?
Yep.
Okay, in 3, 2, 1. What do you reckon?
That's got to be the goat.
Oh, yes! 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 Okay. Eric, I'm going to give you one more go. And I'll let you know.
Double or nothing, Eric.
It's double or nothing, all right? And I think there should be a member of the team. There should be a member of the team who might also participate in this as well. Okay. Now, Eric, the question is goat or gang. Who is this? In 3, 2, 1, go. What do you want to lock in, Eric?
It's a gang.
Who is it? Sorry.
Who was it? Was it Jimmy or was it Abby?
It's got to be Abby.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
We're on the air for your Thursday night, and Abs, as we know, F-Boy Island, Australia. It is now streaming on Binge. Do yourself a favour or we'll slap those naughty bottoms of you, Australia.
Oh, God.
You're trying a new method.
Oh, my God. Daddy Nate. Jesus Christ.
No, that wasn't in a sexy way, guys. That was in a
punishment way.
It's a punishment way.
Anything can be a kink.
Both of you are still looking at me going, I still want to spank.
Oh, yeah, I still want to
mind. Don't threaten me with a good time, mate. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Guys, check it out. F-Boy Island Australia streaming now on Binge. Once again, we are opening up the F-Boy Island Compensation Fund.
That's up. Welcome to the F-Boy Compensation Fund.
Yeah, hit.com.au, guys, is where you register if you've been effed over by an F-Boy. One, Abby Chatfield, is the keeper of the F-Boy Island piggy bank. She'll compensate you if she feels like you need it. Abs.
We're giving back money to those who have been effed over by an F-Boy, because sometimes it costs money to be effed over, unfortunately. You know, you've wasted money on a new outfit and you've been ghosted. It's an absolute nightmare. Or wasted money on a beach house bar and grill, Caesar wrap, maybe, like Jimmy.
Yes.
$22.50.
I thought it was fancy. I thought the beach house was fancy.
Oh,
place.
Darling. We it's can
like,
go there.
It's like when I had my big 18th at a little place called Beach Burrito.
Oh my God.
I thought it was a fancy restaurant.
Oh,
I mean, shout out to Beach Burrito. It's a great restaurant.
Nummies.
But, I mean, if your mum and dad said, pick somewhere nice for all the family, Nan and Pop and my aunties were there, and Beach Burrito is very chill, as you know. You can walk in barefoot, kind of put your feet up straight off the beach, right?
Yeah, I've never been to Beach Burrito.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
Montezuma's only. It's a Montezuma purist.
What's your next?
Is this a Sydney thing? Because I might have to, as a proud Queenslander, obviously celebrating 1-0. Sorry, mate. I'm going to tap out of this conversation.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about this.
Sorry. I was going to talk about footy then for a second. Okay. So, I'm giving away money, basically, if your story is tragic enough.
Yeah. Okay. Let's welcome to the show. Is it Kira from Maroubra? Hello, Kira. Welcome.
Hello.
Kira, I mean, you're from Maroubra in Sydney, yes?
That's right, yeah.
Ever been to Beach Burrito, Kira?
Beach Burrito, no.
Okay, just maybe.
I haven't, actually.
Don't worry about it. Kira, have you been effed over by an F-boy?
I have been effed over by an F-boy.
What happened?
What happened?
I've got stuck paying his phone bill.
How?
I put him under my plan.
Mistake
unfortunately,
one.
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Negative to me. But we ended up breaking up after I found some messages from him to other girls.
Oh. Using a text that you paid for via his phone bill.
He was paying for it at the time, but when we broke up, I asked for him to pay it out, didn't want to pay it out, and I back and forth a couple of weeks, and I said, we're not going to pay it out, just I want it back. I'm not going to be paying for a phone that I don't have. So now I got stuck with a phone, paying for a phone number and a phone plan.
Could you get out of the plan? You couldn't get out of it at all.
No, I went to the phone operator. I couldn't even report it stolen because he had it in his possession, and they wouldn't let me out.
Kira, how did you find out that he was texting other women? Like, did you just go into his phone? Did you have a hunch?
He had his new phone. I had the old phone. We had a bit of a fight, and I did an Instagram DM deep dive into his DM.
Yeah.
So that's how I found out.
Be careful what you wish for.
Women's intuition.
Can I ask? I always wonder what these texts actually say. Was it like, like, are people texting saying like, wow, loved having sex last night with you? Like, how obvious is it?
Remind me never to sext Abby.
It was sort of along those lines, but he was over here. I was helping him. We were doing a visa sponsorship, so it was pretty much him telling the girls that we weren't really together. And
Oh my God.
I was helping with his visa agreement. So that's broke it.
You know what, Kira? It sounds like Abby needs to dip into the piggy bank here. Abs, what do you got for Kira? How can we make this better?
How much money do you need for this, Kira?
Well, I'm paying $100 a month and it's a 36
You're still
you want us to pay your rent too?
A month. Jesus Christ. How about we just give you 1 month? Is that all right, darling? We're
that
not
is
yeah, we're
beautiful.
Not made of money. Yeah.
Good on you, Kira. Kira, we'd love to pay more, but we've got quite a few entries on hit.com.au. So
that's a month for me, so thanks guys.
Yeah, but I mean you can use two phones now. It's fun.
Yeah.
Trying to make you feel better. Okay. The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Quinn time!
That's it, everybody. The team back together.
How is my timing?
Amazing.
Yeah, really good.
Perfect.
Because you know how usually they're out of sync? I tried to go just a millisecond before you both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not in the same studio, so there's usually a bit of a delay.
Yeah.
And you nailed it, Abs.
Thank you so much. That's all I wanted. More praise. Thank
now,
you.
Do you want the truth?
Yep.
You didn't nail it.
Yeah, okay.
but hey, you tried and you were aware, so well done.
I would like to say that I think she did nail it because I wasn't listening.
Jimmy had his headphones off for that part. Sorry. But I will say, Abby, you tried valiantly.
Everything
so well
I heard
done.
Was you. Great.
Yeah.
That is perfect, Jim. Thank you so much.
Really good. Guys,
I don't even know if Nate nailed it.
No, I was off too.
Did I even do it?
No, I don't think you did it. Guys, the way we finish the show is with a show rating. Doesn't matter how much of the show you've heard. And please welcome to rate the show out of 10 from Chatswood, Jackie. Hello, Jackie.
Hey, guys.
Jackie, how much of the show have you heard tonight?
I've heard like the last 5 minutes.
Okay, so not heaps.
That's all we need,
not
Jack.
A lot.
What do you want to give that last 5 minutes out of 10?
I'll give it 10 out of 10.
Oh, yes!
Ooh, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah.
Bit out of time there, Abby, if you could go again.
That's it. But don't worry, you can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.